This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts.
The yeas are 68. The nays are 29. Under the previous order requiring 60 votes for the adoption of the motion to concur in the House amendment to the Senate amendment, number 4 with an amendment is agreed to.
Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy announcing passage of a $1.7 trillion bill to finance federal agencies through September, aid Ukraine, and provide assistance to communities recovering from hurricanes, floods, and other natural disasters. The bill passed by a vote of 68-29 and now goes to the House for action. Lawmakers are working to complete action on the bill before a partial government shutdown begins at midnight Friday. Supporters say the bill will boost national security with a 10% increase slated for defense programs. But detractors criticize the amount of overall spending, with the country already facing a $31 trillion national debt. The White House says a private Russian military company has taken delivery of an arms shipment from North Korea to help bolster its forces as it fights side by side with Russian troops in Ukraine. White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby said Thursday that U.S. intelligence officials determined that North Korea completed an initial arms shipment to the Wagner Group that included rockets and missiles last month. Thousands of flights were canceled and homeless shelters are overflowing amid one of the most treacherous holiday travel seasons the U.S. has seen in decades. Some places have experienced temperatures plummeting 50 degrees Fahrenheit within a matter of hours. This is VOA News. An increase in COVID-19 cases in China has one neighboring country taking additional precautions. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
India has begun randomly testing international passengers arriving at its airports because of the increase in COVID-19 cases in China. India's health minister announced the new rule Thursday and is asking state governments to increase surveillance for any new COVID variants and to send samples of all positive cases to genome sequencing labs. The health ministry says right now India has about 3,400 coronavirus cases, but the public is still being asked to wear masks, even though there's no mandate. I'm Donna Warder.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Thursday the Taliban are sentencing Afghanistan's women to a dark future without opportunity by banning them from attending universities. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Speaking at a news conference, Blinken said the Taliban-run administration will fail in its efforts to improve relations with the rest of the world unless the militants reverse their ban.
The decision that we just heard come from the Taliban on denying opportunities for women to go to universities, girls to go to school. I think what you've already heard is a chorus of condemnation from around the world, and not only from us, but from countries virtually every continent, including Muslim countries, which I think is in and of itself important and powerful.
Marissa Milton, VOA News.
The United States House has approved a bill requiring audits of any president's income tax filings. AP correspondent Norman Hall explains.
The legislation would turn what had been a long-standing post-Watergate practice into established federal policy. The action comes after disclosures that the IRS never fully reviewed Donald Trump's tax returns during his presidency. The Democratic-led measure was approved mostly along party lines. It follows a years-long investigation of Trump's tenure as the first president in recent history not to disclose his tax returns to the public. The measure faced staunch opposition from Republicans and has little chance of becoming law in the final days of this Congress. Norman Hall, Washington.
Shell said Friday it will pay 15 million euros to Nigerian farmers to compensate them for damage from pipeline leaks. A Dutch appeals court ruled last year, following 13 years of legal battles, that Shell's Nigerian branch must pay out for a series of leaks and that the parent company must install new pipeline equipment to prevent further devastating spills. Shell said Friday that it had reached a deal that has helped the affected communities. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.